I think at this point, with this being the third arraignment that we've seen for Donald Trump, some of today felt a little bit routine for some of us covering this. But there was also a little bit of a different kind of welcoming vibe for the former president in D.C. Of course, there were fewer pro-Trump supporters outside the courthouse. We saw more anti-Trump protesters outside of there. There's the rainy day that we have here in D.C. And, there were fewer PR stops along the way, with the president only giving those brief remarks as he was leaving. So it felt a little bit more serious, a little bit more somber than maybe some of his past arraignments, where he's spent more time kind of rallying and campaigning off of his indictment.
You had mentioned, massive crowds before Miami and then New York before that, fewer people surrounding the courthouse today. What about a case of diminishing returns in terms of support and fundraising?
We have already started to see those diminishing returns. There has been some reporting looking at the fundraising Trump has done and seeing, he got a pretty significant spike after his first indictment earlier this year, and then another spike of fundraising after the second indictment. But it was a little bit less than the first. And so we'll be watching. I know I'll be watching very closely whether we see that downward trend continue after this third indictment, and also whether we see any impact in the polls, and even just whether people are paying as much attention to this third indictment as they did the first two.
This is an impossible question. Maybe I should be ashamed of myself for asking, but has anybody been talking to you about some kind of timeline here? Could a trial in this case go first, before Mar-a-Lago, before New York hush money, or do we just have no idea at the moment?
You can never know for sure, but we certainly got a pretty clear indication that the judge plans to move very quickly on this particular case, related to the former president's efforts to overturn the 2020 election leading up to January 6th. We have, another hearing scheduled later this month to kind of set that trial date. Of course, we don't know when that might be, but we do have those indications that they plan to move quickly, that the Justice Department would like to move quickly on this one.
And finally, Steph, begging the question again, how do you run for president now with three major court cases and maybe a fourth pretty soon in Georgia? Or strangely enough, is that the easy part for Donald Trump?
I mean, on one hand, one of the surest ways for the former president to avoid any, repercussions from any potential convictions would be if he's in the White House. So in some cases, he has even more motive to campaign, and he has made it clear that he intends to continue running for president no matter what. And he at least has a small segment of the population of Republicans who are willing to defend him and vote for him no matter what.